Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green, and I am Toni Green. We are going to get started with the show. So a few little announcements before the show takes off. The first announcement is, if you would like to ask a question and you are joining us live, you can call in. The number is 845-277-9131, or you can join us on YouTube and put a question in the chat, and I go back and forth between answering questions live on air and answering questions in the chat. I try to keep track and answer them. Second, if you're asking a question, please ask a very direct question about life, love, career, finances. If you'd like to connect with a loved one on the other side, absolutely would love to do that for you. I just need their first name, their relationship to you, and if there's anything you want to specifically ask them. Next, I will never reach out to you on social media, never ever. So if somebody reaches out to you on social media saying it's me, they are lying. You're about to be scammed. Don't be scammed. Nobody wants to get scammed. But those scammers are good now, right? Yeah. If you pay attention, you can catch them by one thing, like good evening, good morning. When your bank or somebody reaches out to you, they never say that. Never, ever. That's one way to catch a scammer. Good morning. Good evening. It's so funny. Okay, let me see. Here we go. I'm going to move some papers. I've been doing my taxes for like days now. Pushing my taxes aside now. Okay, so I'm going to get started in a second. I've had a number of people in the chat already this morning, which is awesome. So we have, hey, Anton, how are you? Heather's here. Caroline is here. Mimi is here. Amy May is joining us in the chat. Fawn. I'm sure there are other people that I am just missing right now that I'm not going back far enough to catch. But if you do have a question and you are in the chat, please don't be afraid to post that question. And Amy May wanted to know, what was her song of the day? And I heard the song Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. Boom, boom, boom. And I do, Amy, I think I got that song for you once before. And then I'm hearing the name Brian. And this may be for Amy, but it could be for anybody listening or anybody watching. Remember, this show does air on WSCS, Red Rangers TV, all of their streaming channels and podcasts. Hey, Lolly. Hey, Elizabeth. Hey, Rebecca. How are you? And so here is, aloha, Jay. So a couple of things. Now people are like, what's my song of the day? So Rebecca wants to know, what is her song of the day. Rebecca, the song I'm hearing for you is you twist me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round. Oh, right round, not right wrong. You turn me. Okay. Okay, Rebecca. Oh, my God. You turn me right round, baby, right round. The record, baby, right round, right round. Oh, my God. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves because, seriously, listen, first of all, and I know I cannot sing, okay, but if spirit comes through me in song, that's what I'm going to do. I have to put my ego aside. I'm very well aware I cannot sing, so please don't feel the need to post. You can't sing. No kidding. Everybody knows I can't sing. Get over it. Move on. Next. So that's your song. Is it? Yeah, I think that was Rebecca asked for her song, and it was Right Round. Right Round. Oh, my gosh. But for some reason, it keeps coming out Right Wrong. So maybe you're trying to make a decision that's really difficult. Right or wrong? Do what's right or do what's wrong? I don't know. Tell me, Rebecca. Oh, tell me. Oh, that's the next song. Tell me how you do that trick, the one that makes me scream seasick, the one that makes me something. I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Yeah, that song's coming through also. Okay, we're going to get started now. I guess we're going. The first thing I want to say is all morning, a little dude has been hanging out at my house. So I know this is for somebody watching, listening, rewatching, re-listening, whether this is on a pod, if you are hearing me on a podcast, if you are watching me on TV, if you are listening to me on YouTube, there is a little boy here. Yep, it's a boy. And he is probably about, I want to say between 3 and 5, and I'm sorry I can't get a better age, but I see him on my couch cushion with his little elbows, and he had very light, like blondish hair, and he is adorable. And I want to say first to whoever lost this little guy, I'm so sorry, but he was so cute. He is cute. He's an adorable little guy, and he's just been hanging out, looking up at me, not really saying anything, has not talked at all. Just has his couch, his elbows or arms on my couch, and just looking up. And then every once in a while, will, you know, make a move and looks down at the couch as though he's, you know, pondering or looking at something at the couch, and then look back up at me. So this little guy is, he wants you to know he's still with you or around. He hasn't gone anyplace. And he wants you to know that the first thing I'm hearing telepathically, because he hasn't verbalized anything, but I'm going to say the first thing he's saying is, thank you. And then that's kind of an old school song. The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round is a song that he is. Peter Rabbit or the Velveteen Rabbit. He's showing me a book, Peter Rabbit. Or the Velveteen, it's a rabbit book. It's a book about rabbits. That's all I can get. I'm seeing the cover, and the cover is like a beige or tan or light brown, whatever you would call that. But I'm not getting the whole title, but I know there's a rabbit on the cover of the book. So this little guy has been at my house all morning, just like hanging, just like been at the couch all day. Okay, he hasn't like gone through any part of the house except for the couch. The couch is where this little dude has been all day. And it's definitely a little boy. Big eyes. Big, beautiful eyes. Okay, so that is what I have for the little guy. He's going to go back and join whomever. Well, he might hang out here a little bit more, but it is what it is, right? He'll be to you when he's to you. Okay, Patrick, so nice to see you. How's it feel being back home again? Yeah, Aloha Day, that certainly is an 80s song. Okay, I'm going to go down. You're great at getting the message through. Yeah, I may stumble. I may even fall, but I'll get it. I will not stop. Anton, my girlfriend Frida died a year after we broke up. Does she have any message for me? Okay. Anton, I am going to tell you this. I'm so sorry that you lost her. Even after we break up with someone, just because we break up with someone, it doesn't mean we don't love them and we don't, care about them. And sometimes we break up with people that we care about more than anything in the world. the first thing she wants to say is, something about forgive me. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm sorry, forgive me. And she knows you did, but that might have been an issue when she was here. I'm not sure, but I just hear forgive me. The way she, I'm not sure why she would ask that, but that's the first thing I'm hearing. And even though she knows you have, even though she knows, and then she says, like, you have to let it all go. You just have to let it all go. Put it in a bag. And this is the perfect time. Last night was a full moon. Put it in a bag and burn it in a bonfire and let it all go. Whatever that means for your situation, not the good memories, just whatever it was. And you'll know better than her what the it was, okay? Or you'll know better than me. I'm sorry. She knows perfectly well what the it was. Okay, guys, I'm going to be going back and forth between the call log and the and if you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. You can call in and connect with loved ones, ask questions, whatever it is. I'm going to go to 551. You are the first caller. Where are you calling from?
Hi,
and
I'm Jennifer from New Jersey. Thanks for taking the call. I have a strange question. Okay, I moved to an apartment a year ago, and I have a neighbor. It's a couple, a younger couple above me. Call me paranoid, but I feel like they're spying on me somehow based on things I'm doing and what they say at the time. Am I being watched by these people? I feel like they're obsessed with me.
I actually hear that. Now, the point I would say in a person...
I can't hear you too good. Hold on. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What was that?
So sometimes... I hear, yes, they are able to hear you and or know what's going on.
How
sometimes
do they
see? Sometimes, I'm just going to mute that because there's a lot of background noise in that call. So I'm just muting that because there was like this squeaky, uncomfortable noise. Anyway, sometimes in apartments, the walls are just so thin that people can hear, and if you put something in a vent that is shared, you can really hear things that are going on. Unless you live in an apartment that was really insulated, and most of them aren't, I don't care how much your rent is, most of them are not very well insulated, you can hear pretty much everything going on. With a direct neighbor below or above, especially because the floors are made of like nothing. And the vents, you share exact vents with them. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry there was so much background noise and I couldn't keep you on the line. Hopefully next time you call in, there will be a better connection. So for everybody calling in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Make sure you hit the 1 if you want to communicate or ask a question. And number 2, if you have me on any sort of speakerphone, please take me off of speakerphone to get the best connection. Okay, Erin on the chat, on the YouTube chat, wants to know, why do I keep having dreams that my teeth are falling out and needing dentures? Can you pick up on what that relates to in my life? No, I'm horrible at dreams. And I've been having the most vivid, crazy dreams for like over a week now. And I can't even analyze my own dreams. I know dreams can be a fear, a subconscious fear, or something we have not healed from the past. Do with that what you will, Erin. I'm sorry, I cannot answer that dream. That again, I'm a horrible dream analysis person. I'm going to go to 415. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Kate calling from Mexico.
Hey, Kate. How are you? Kate? You still with me? I think today is going to be one of those with Blog Talk where the calls are all choppy. Kate, are you still with me in Mexico? Okay.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, then I hear her. Kate, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question, love?
So I've left my ATM card, my bank card in the ATM, and then I got food poisoning. So is that over? All this kind of little annoying things happening? After the full moon and Saturn, are things settling down now?
Are things going to settle down? No. Okay, so I'm just going to put you on mute for a second, and then I'm going to come back to you, Kate. No, for you, they are not until you are, I'm hearing relocated. I'm going to say a couple of things here. I'm not sure which one applies to you, Kate. The first thing I'm going to say is sometimes we energetically do not match with the area we are in. It can be a block, a city, or a state, okay? Sometimes energetically, we're just not mixing with that. But Kate, the bigger thing I'm getting is to be careful and to be wise about your choices. Get a really good perspective about where you want to be and what you're doing. Now, Kate is right. There's a new moon, and I said this, I think, a little bit on Monday. I don't want to repeat everything, but there are two planets transitioning, and I was just listening to this again before the show, and I don't know why I can't remember the names of planets, but two planets are transitioning. One of the planets only transitions every 2.5 years. So whatever we're going into now, we're going into for a 2.5 year cycle. The other planet transitions every like 100 or 1,000 or whatever years. It happens basically once in a lifetime, but it doesn't even happen in everybody's lifetime. And these are bringing in really big changes and transitions into our life, and we better be where we want to be, doing what we want to be doing, and getting ready for this new 2.5 year cycle for the first planet, which happened yesterday on the 7th. And then the next planet that's going to transition into a new house is happening toward the end of the month. So really, get your ducks in a row. Let's go, folks. It's time to grab on and go. I think the first one is, I don't want to state because I don't want to be wrong. But, Kate, what I'm hearing is you need to be a little bit more, while you're in Mexico, you need to be a little bit more proactive and careful. I know that I feel like you go to Mexico quite a bit and that you're very comfortable there. Don't be so comfortable is what I'm hearing. I'm going to take you off of mute now and say, okay, so Kate, does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely. I have just have one more week here, and it's a retirement area. It's a big expat retired. So it is a safer area, and I am savvy. I'm very travel street savvy. So
okay.
But yes.
So
excellent.
That's really good to know, Kate. And I do believe you've been to Mexico before. You're familiar with some of the areas, but they're saying be very proactive. And again, I do want to say this one more time. Sometimes even just one block can be energetically out of alignment with us, or one area. So be really proactive and be very, I don't want to make you paranoid, but just be very proactive and keep, I'm hearing the statement like, watch your six. So just be very, very careful while you're there for whatever reason. And sometimes it's just a matter of not being, listening to that intuition, like, maybe I'll just get this quick and easy, and then not doing that. So please pay attention to that. And moving forward, Kate, once you get home, they're saying you need to hit the ground running and you need to just do some of the things you've, like, been putting off or start some of the things that you've been thinking about. You just need to be very proactive or hit the ground running when you get home so that you can get things in, like, get things in gear. Everything I'm hearing about you for once you get back home is to just jump in and don't, you know what they're saying. I don't have to spend 10 minutes repeating the same thing in different places, right? Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it for sure after this.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll have fun in Mexico, and I can't wait for you to get home.
Yes, thank you. Me too.
You are so welcome.
You too.
Thank you. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Otherwise, you can post a question in the chat. Sometimes it's easier to pick up on energy in over the phone, but I try to do my best in the chat also. Okay. Nursery rhymes, aloha day with the wheels on the bus. Okay, Josie, I think that's how you say your name, Josie. Where is my trucker teddy bear plush? Okay, you guys, I'm just going to tell you, I am horrible at finding things. You guys in the chat are challenging all my weak spots, dreams, finding things. I am horrible. I can't even find my own lost things. I'm going to tell you that. I stand in a room and go, okay, is it in this room? Come on, anybody, is it in this room? Like, I will lose something and stand in a room and ask for 10 minutes, is it in this room? And hear nothing, crickets. I hear crickets. But, Josie, I'll do my best for you. Where is my trucker teddy bear plush? My uncle gave away without my permission. Okay, so you want me to help you find something that your uncle gave away? Josie, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at my abilities, and I'm so grateful you think I'm this good of a psychic. Without my permission, it has a turquoise shirt that says, "The one who loves me is a trucker." Okay, you guys, I can't even right now. Okay, Josie, I have no idea. Where, if I had to guess, I would be guessing, a complete and total guess, that your turquoise shirted plush teddy bear, trucker teddy bear, might have been donated to the Goodwill. That would be my guess, and I am sorry I cannot do any better on that. Hey, Jay Francis. Hey, Kate. Yeah, the full moon in Saturn, you guys, this full moon that just happened yesterday is rough. And again, it's rough because it's not only a full moon. On the exact same day of the full moon, a planet that only transitions every 2.5 years transitioned on the exact same day. I mean, it was happening, you know, and then on the 7th yesterday also went into the full moon. So you guys, look that up. Look at your sign. Look at astrology and look at your sign and the two planets that are transitioning this month, because this is a big astrological month. I'm not even joking. It's a huge astrological month this month as far as things transitioning and planets meeting up and what this means in the new houses that they're going to be in. Okay, again, everybody, I'm going back and forth between the call log and the chat. If you'd like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. I am a psychic. I'm a medium. I can help you connect with loved ones on the other side. I can answer questions about past, present, future. I'm not good at finding things, and I'm not a dream analysis. So here we go again. Let's try one more. Did I do 516? Does anybody know? Did I do 516? We're about to find out. 516, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Kavita from New York, Long Island.
Hey, Kavita. How are you?
Hi. Good. I just wanted an updated reading, whatever you're picking up with health or trouble or Mr. Wonderful, anything that stands out.
Okay. The biggest thing I hear, Kavita, is there like an area near you or around you that is like an outdoor shopping, like it's not like a mall. It's like you walk outside.
Yes.
Okay,
yes, there
hang
is.
Out in areas.
Okay.
I'm not saying shop. I'm saying go to mm-hmm. those areas and hang out.
Okay.
This person you're going to meet, I feel like you're going to meet this person on, this sounds so weird, but on the street while you're walking on the street, whether you're walking to a cafe or a pub or to a shop. I always see, every single time I see this person, I see them standing outside of a building with their and their just in their coat. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I do think this might be something like when people go, especially at this time of the year when we don't live in a warmer climate, we try to just get right in and get out, and we're not trying to walk up and down a street. We're just trying to be
mm-hmm.
right there. And I'm not saying, you know, walk the streets. I'm saying if you happen to have the choice to park closer or further and it's safe, you might want to choose that, or like an outdoor mall sort of thing. I don't know. I just know that I always see this person outside. I don't feel like you meet this person inside. I feel like you meet them outside. I feel like this is a person that's going to also, I'm hearing must have an accent. This person, and I know that accent. I absolutely 1,000,000% know what that accent is. I think that's Italian. This a person. Anyway, or maybe not. It could be any ethnicity. I think that they will approach you, because I'm hearing they're going to approach you. You won't have to approach them. They are going to approach you. They're very that kind of old school person that will come up, will talk to you, will have that conversation with you without thinking
mm-hmm.
twice about it. I do feel like sometimes it takes a little bit. Sometimes it's just one. What I'm going to say is don't have a timeline. Be open to the
mm-hmm.
timeline, even though there was a time, there might have been a timeline. Be very open. I feel like even if things get pushed back or forward, we have time. Remember, angels and ancestors, they don't have time where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
we're the ones who created time to create events and to have like a history and a future and yada, yada. Everything has already happened. Everything happens, basically has already happened, and we're just living it out again. Or living it in a time-space continuum. I don't even know
mm-hmm.
what that statement means. Oh, my gosh. I
know. This person keeps getting pushed off year after year after year. It's been like frustrating. It's been a long time I've been hearing about him.
What I'm getting is there's something, and I'm going to do this for you, everybody listening. There's something inside of you, and I'm not blame. This is not a blame thing,
mm-hmm.
because we all process where we get stuck and we get in a comfort zone and we have so many parameters for the person who should come in or would come in. And that, along with our past, is kind of gets in the way of us. Because I do believe when we are ready, the person's there. When we are ready, the teacher appears. Mm-hmm. When we are ready, the partner appears. So you're okay. Ready. I get no, let's clear that. And I instantly feel that in my chest and in my throat. I instantly feel it, and the ringing in my ear gets really sharp. So we're going to clear mm-hmm. all of that. Anything that caused this or has kept it has healed, I get a note. So we're going to clear and heal that. And hopefully, Kavita, this is going to help you and anybody else listening and feeling this, feel this and be able to move forward with mm-hmm. it, okay? And just be patient. I do feel like this person is coming in, but they're going to come in unexpectedly also. So stop asking people when. I'm sorry I had to say it that way. That just came out of my But this person is supposed to kind of take you by surprise, the element of surprise, caught off guard sort of thing. When you don't okay. expect it, it's when it's going to happen. Okay?
All right.
And I do feel mm-hmm. like it's dusk. What a weird word. Dusk when you're out. It's like, that's art, but I feel like you're going to dinner to meet friends or going to dinner with friends or something like that. Now, I've been very exact and a little vague, so we'll see what happens next. Okay, Kavita?
Yeah. Okay, thanks. As you know, I've been working on these health issues, like the tinnitus, and that's preventing me from really going out and enjoying myself. I'm doing a lot of work, you know, healing work. Can they give me any indication of anything else I need to do to heal from a couple of these health issues I'm having?
Okay, so I would just say stay on track with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Be proactive and keep everything clean, and that is your best bet. Okay, love?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. I am going to back up a little bit and try to find out where I was on the chat here to find a new question. Fawn said, Erin, look it up in a book. There are a lot of really good dream books out there, and you could probably find a really good answer to your question. Okay, Caroline wants to know, my landlord, who lived a few feet away from me, died February 12th. Caroline, I'm so, so sorry. But she was only notified this week by his son that lives right next door to me. Do I have any messages from Richie, my landlord? He wants to apologize for being so grumpy. He was really unhappy. He was not happy, and he was lonely, and he had a bit of thing going on with his mind, like clouded, like confusion and cloudedness going on with his mind. And he's saying, I can see clear, I can see clear, I can see clear. He wants you to know that he wishes he would have appreciated you and the things you did or tried to do for him. But he was just stuck in this little circle and this little loop-de-loop, but he really wasn't feeling well. And I think he refused to, if I'm getting this correctly, like he didn't want to go to the doctor. He wanted to go home. He wanted to go be with his partner. He wanted to go. He was ready. He wasn't wanting to make it happen, you know, but he was ready. Like, he wasn't going to do anything to prolong things. He wasn't as happy. I just keep getting the word misery, miserable. He was just miserable, uncomfortable in his own skin, just wasn't receiving love the way he wanted to be loved, and had some delusion or confusion going on. He's okay, the crux of this, the basis of this, because he goes, he just did that, like that thing that people do. And he's saying the crux of it, the meat of this is he apologizes kinder to you for not being more appreciative of the things that you had done or tried to do for him. He can see it now. When he was here, he couldn't see it. He was very, very, very lost. I hope this is helpful, my love. I hope that this puts you at a bit of peace for everything you went through with him. Okay, I'm going to go to 623. Please give me something I can help you with today. How are you today? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Rebecca, Arizona.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing good. I love the songs that you had today. But my question is, my son, my middle son, he's having issues with his stomach, his back, and there's no result as what it is yet, and I wanted to see if you can see what's going on with him.
How old is your son?
25.
Okay. What I'm hearing and what I'm going to say is he might want to get to a chiropractor and see if it's something, there's a misalignment in his spine, because that can affect the stomach and the digestive system. The second thing that I say is it might be something also neurological, meaning not that he has a neurological disease necessarily, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not diagnosing anyone, folks, relax. That meaning he might be going through, sometimes when we go through a very nervous time in our life, a very nervous point of our life, it can exhibit someplace in our body, especially our stomach. A lot of people, when they have stressors or stress issues, it presents in the stomach area. But the fact that it's also presenting in the back, I keep hearing he should check out a chiropractor and see if that doesn't give him some relief. And then, I do believe, I think, from what I'm hearing, there might be some neurological issues that he's going to also have to address in some way. I do want to say our nerve end, like our nerve endings, I believe they go into our spine. And like we have nerve endings in our fingertips and in our toes, but I also believe they go into our spine. So if one of his vertebrae is misaligned or not aligned, it might be causing problems for the nerves that are there also. I'm not going to say that's it. I'm going to say have him visit a chiro and see what the chiro says. And then after he visits the chiro, and he gets a bit of relief, he might want to research if he's comfortable with an acupuncturist to see if there's something they may be able to assist him with. I do believe whatever's going on with him, it's going to, I'm hearing it might be a bit of a haul or a long haul. Now, a long haul can be a month or whatever it is for each person to get everything sorted out and put, and this is very important, the way they're saying this, everything sorted out and put back in place. So that is what I'm getting for him, but I'm not going to ask it on air.
Okay.
Are you in the chat? Sweetie, you are, right? You're in the YouTube chat?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
yes,
going to type a question. If you're comfortable answering, please answer. If not, that's okay. I typed it, but then I wasn't. Is he?
I can also put it into a reading.
Okay.
You get in there if you can just, if you answer yes or no, that's, if you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do.
That's good. Okay, if it is, then then definitely send him to a Cairo, send him to, if he's comfortable going there, to a acupuncturist. And I do feel like they're going to be able to get him back in alignment with what's going on. And remember, a lot of acupuncturists use herbs that they've been using since pretty much the beginning of time to heal things that go on with people. Okay, love?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Tony.
You are so, so welcome. I hope it was helpful. Other countries and in other areas, you know, people look at some of the things like chiropractic and acupuncture as like a last resort, but in other countries, that's the first and only method of healing that they use, the herbs and the acupuncture and making sure everything in the body's in perfect alignment. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, seriously, it seriously does. Anyways, enough about that. Let's go to the next question online. And Caroline, I do hope that was helpful. I hope that you feel better about that. If you would like to call in with a question, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. If you'd like to put a question in the chat and I can get to it today, I will. Katie, I'm in a very area. Oh, Kate, that's Kate. She's in a safe area in Mexico. That's awesome. Okay, Zaylee, should I open up an Etsy shop? Will it be successful? I was thinking of selling wood creations using my laser. I love that idea. I'm always going to say yes, but I'm going to take you a couple steps further, Zaylee. I'm going to say don't only do Etsy. Also run they love business advice. I'm just going to tell you, they love some business advice. Show how you make your wood creations, like on a TikTok Live or on YouTube, to promote your business. And that is a great way to promote your business for free, to be on there and showing some demos. You don't have to show it from beginning to end. You can show bits and pieces in a 60-second video or on, like, excuse my voice. Somebody has just entered the room. Any other social media venue? Also, get some of your wood creations on other platforms that allow sales, like Amazon and such. Make sure that you find a way to get it on the bigger venues as well as Etsy. And don't think of anything as, oh, this is for this. Make your niche. When I first started my very first hypnosis, when I first started doing hypnosis on people, I called Groupon and I said, hey, I wanna do a Groupon for hypnosis. And they said, we've never done that. I'm like, okay, well, figure it out. Let's go. And now everybody, like all of the work I do is now you can find Groupons for that. And but I was, at least in my area, and I think Groupon doesn't do by area. They do by area, but, you know, the people that work to get you your deal, they're kind of, they're not local, they're regional. But now everybody does it. So don't think like, oh, this place doesn't do this. There's a first person. Somebody has to step through that door and do it. So be the first person, and you're going to be really happy that you were. Okay, love, I feel like if you do that, you will be very, very happy. And make sure you're emphasizing, you know, one left. Nobody has to know that's the only one like that was made, okay? Okay, I'm going to go to 401. 401, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Carrie, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hey, Carrie, how can I help you today?
I've called in before. I think I spoke to you maybe about 6 months ago, and Spirit, I think, led me here today. So I just happened to check, and sure enough, you were on. So I've just been enjoying the show. I didn't have a particular question, but I'm open to anything you might have, especially with the full moon energy around.
Carrie, I want to ask you, your grandmom is on the other side. Is your mom on the other side also?
No, she's still here.
Okay, when your grandmom went, was her voice very gargly? Was her voice very, did somebody pass? So here's what I'm getting at. This is what I'm going to say rather than ask a million questions when I have 2 minutes left in the show. I'm going to say my voice just got very gargly, and I know somebody stepped in and into the room here with me. And now as soon as I hit the button to answer this, I kept hearing mom, mom, mom. Now, for me personally, mom can be mom, grandmom, great-grandmom, somebody on your mom's side of the family coming through.
Uh-huh.
This is definitely a male coming through. And I'm just going to give you the messages, the words that I'm hearing. The first word I hear is rose. This can be a name or a flower. We all know that, an oil, whatever. Rose, rose,
mm-hmm.
rose. Whether it's something you love, they love, whatever, rose. The next thing I'm hearing is, or the next thing that I'm getting for you is a song. And I've gotten this song before, and I think this song is more about maybe a situation. I don't know, but the words I'm hearing is, I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. And I think just those words, I can say that. So whatever that situation is for your situation or whatever this was. And then the next thing I'm hearing is go for it. It's your time. Just go for it. Don't think twice. Live unabashedly. Is that even a word? Live unabashedly.
Yeah.
You.
I love that.
Have no shame in your game. Just go do you. Go be you. If there's something you've been thinking about doing, if there's something you've been thinking about being or going for, just go for it. Go be unabashedly, unshameful. I know what they're trying to say, but she is using words that are like, unshamefully, go and be unshamefully or unabashedly. Just be bold and proud and shoulders back, chest out, chin up, go. Run with it. So if there has been something you've been like, shouldn't I, you should. Just run with it. There's something new. You're going to get an idea for something within a month. It could be within the month of March, but within a month, you're going to get an idea for something. I feel like this might have something to do with your career. When this comes through, just friggin' run with it. Don't look back. Go, okay? Ooh, and that is exactly what came through for you, sweetie. That is, I hope that is helpful. Really do
thank you
hope
so much.
Helpful. You are so welcome, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Yeah, I feel like that whole whatever's going to come in the month, like you might not know about it, but you need to run with it. You need to follow. You need to have a very strong follow through on it. You need to just go with it. Absolutely. Okay. Aloha Jay Aloha Jay, for job postings, I applied on March 7th. Do you have a message from the other side regarding my resume and job assessment? Grateful for the message. Okay, Aloha Jay, I feel like something's going to come through in March. During the month of March, something is going to come through. And I get I get this motion where it's just going to land. It's going to land in your lap. Of course, you, probably because you put the work out there, probably because you sent it out, but something is going to land right in your lap, and I feel like it's going to be this month. You're going to be very, very happy with whatever this is that comes to you. I feel like you're going to be very, very happy with the results of this. And I do feel like you're going to have a great deal of luck during the month of March. I'm not saying go to a casino. That is not what I'm saying, Aloha Jay. I'm saying there's going to be luck with work, getting the right position with the right people this month, okay? Okay, Caroline says her regarding the message I gave about her landlord, I know he was ready to go. I'm so happy that he is very happy and at peace now. Yeah, he is. And he is with his partner in crime that he was with while he was here. Erin says, a while back, you saw me meeting someone in March. Do you still see me starting to date in March? What do you see for my love life? Okay, Erin, again, I cannot say this enough, and I have to remind myself of this all the time. If you want to be with someone, you actually have to take a step. And you at least have to be out in public. You at least have to be, you know, but in the mind frame, I'm going to go out with the intention of being open to meeting new people. Erin, I do feel like the month of March is going to be a good month. I feel like the 17th and 18th are very strong days for you. I also feel like the 21st is a very strong day for you. And then the 28th into the 29th, so maybe going out in the evening on the 28th with friends. And don't go out with the intention of I'm going to stare at a guy until he looks at me and comments, because that just gives off creeper vibes. Man, woman, just you're glaring somebody down there wondering, did she put something in my drink? Am I about to die? I'm joking. I feel like whatever's coming in for you in the month of March, it's going to be your choice depending upon if you get out. I hate to say it this way, but strangers coming and talking with you. I hope that makes sense, you love. But get out. Remember those dates. Get out. Take advantage of them. And if you live in an area where farmers markets are open, definitely go to farmers markets. And if you don't live in an area where there are farmers markets, if you live near an area where there might be like farm stands where you can get eggs or something like that, definitely go do that. That is the weirdest one so far. Go to a farm stand for eggs. I don't know. That's what I'm getting, love. That is what I'm getting. Hey, Jennifer, how are you? Welcome to the show. Yeah, like an Instagram 60-second reel doing your product, just like, hey, this is my new product. It's a one-of-a-kind. Would you, Zaylee, this is for Zaylee. Would you like a one-of-a-kind? Let me know what you'd like me to make you. And just keep doing that. You'd be amazed at what comes from that. Absolutely. It might take a moment to, like, get up the first couple steps, but once it takes off, it takes off, and you will be very happy with it, Zaylee. 1,000,000%. Okay, Jennifer, I have family members on the other side that is very close to. Are there any messages from Spirit? Jennifer, I have about a couple minutes left in the show. Give me a specific name and relationship of a family member, and I will be, okay, she did already. Thank you, Jennifer. Brittany passed recently, her daughter. Thank you. Okay, so somebody else, please correct me. Let me know. I see she had darker hair. I just see somebody with darker hair, and she was at one point, she wasn't a big girl, but she wasn't anorexic looking. Okay. She was very healthy looking at one point with dark hair. I'm assuming this is Brittany. And the first thing she wants to say is, I love you. I love you. I love you. She just keeps saying, I love you. And I'm asking her to next. Because she just keeps saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. No, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then the song comes through, I'm sorry. Only that line is coming through, I'm sorry. I'm not even getting any other words to the song. Now, you guys, here's the weird thing. I might know this song in, you know, outside of channeling. And I might even know all the words to a song. But when I'm channeling and I only get those words and I can't get any other words to the song, or I get the wrong words to a song, it's very intentional. They don't make mistakes. I'm sorry, that verse, I'm sorry, it's coming through. And then she's saying Jennifer, I wish you were on the phone with me right now. I wish you were on the phone with me so I could ask a question, but there's not enough time. Don't worry. Call in on Monday, or if I do a show this weekend, and we will talk more to Jennifer. I'm gonna finish talking to her right now. What I'm hearing is accidental. And Jennifer, if you could just please confirm for me these things, it will help me to keep going. I hear accidental, and then I hear that is the weirdest thing. And then the other thing that all she wants to tell you, and I cannot be more clear about this, all she wants to tell you is that she loves you. But I am having a vision of a semi, and I don't know why I'm having a vision of a semi. I have no idea. That is such a random vision for me to have while talking to her. But I am having a vision of a semi. She had seizure, don't know, waiting. Yeah, I think you're going to find out when you get the autopsy, obviously. And I apologize. I'm so sorry for your loss, love. Please do call in. On the next show that you're on, please call in. The number is 845-277-9131. That's the call-in number. I do private sessions, but you can call in and we can connect with Jennifer on my next show. If you want a private session, go to my website, tonig.info. I'm happy to help anybody in a private session. But you can call in on my very next show, which will for sure be Monday, but possibly this weekend. I want to let everybody know, thank you so much for joining me here. Thank you.